Paisley Williams, Paisley, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth is 12-17-1998. This is for date of service, 12-21-2023. Mrs. Williams is a 25-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her multinodular goiter. She was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter in October of 2023. She reports symptoms of fatigue. She reports a history of allergic rhinitis and has seen an ear, nose, and throat doctor for this. The patient is a teacher. Her thyroid ultrasound done on 10-4-2023 indicates a dominant nodule on the right measuring 0.3 by 0.3 centimeters and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.4 by 1.1 by 0.6 centimeters. Plan number one for evaluation of her multinodular goiter. She will be due for follow-up thyroid ultrasound in 3 months in March of 2024. We are scheduling this a little bit earlier than normal schedule because the patient will be moving this summer to Texas after the school year is over. Next number. We will check a current TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check her for autoimmune thyroid disease, including a TPO antibody level, thyroglobulin antibody level, and a TSI level, as well as a TRABS level. Next number, for general medical exam, I will check a CBC and a comprehensive metabolic panel. Next number, I will also check a vitamin D level and a vitamin B12 level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management. Please add another number. The last number will be her thyroid ultrasound, 10-4-2023. The dominant nodule on the right was 0.3 by 0.3 centimeters, and the dominant nodule on the left was 1.4 by 1.1 by 0.6 centimeters. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.